like this Rockets. Help Seattle X underway.
There's the handoff to Beatty. He is in. Interrupt. Edmonton. Touchdown Elks. Sherman Beatty takes the first pie out of the oven. And the Elks have a 6-0 lead. Harris will back up and throw. It is complete. And that'll be a touchdown. Into the end zone for the Alouettes. Tyson Philpott with the reception. Here's Harris. Pumps once, pumps twice. Now he's in trouble. Now he scrambles away to the right side. He'll throw to the end zone. Oh. Easy peasy. There's a touchdown for Eugene Lewis. And the Alouettes increase their lead. That one's up and through. So the field goal is good. And the Elks inch a little bit closer. A 22-yarder from Sergio Castillo makes it 24-9 now. There's the snap to Harris. He'll release quickly. It's intercepted. It's Elks football. And an open field to the 50 to the 45. And the Elks turn it over, and they'll get one more opportunity. Konar with the interception. There's the snap. Falls down. Kick is up for Castillo, and it's through. And the Elks get into double digits. Davis again under center. He'll try again, and this time he makes it. Touchdown, Alouettes. Dominic Davis into the end zone from the 2-yard line.
They're trying for the short kick.
And then a short kick, and they recover it.
Now, wait a minute.
At least
yes,
they
have
here.
It. Yes. They have it. Wow.
Well, I got to say, nobody expected that.
No, they did not.
A short kick with a 31-12 lead. There's the snap to Harris. He quickly releases. Flags fly. The ball is complete across the 50 to about the 52. The Elks come up with it. The official says they have it as well now.
Well, that's turnover number two forced by the Elks.
Loxley. Interrupt, Edmonton. Touchdown, Elks. Kai Loxley into the end zone as he puts up his fourth touchdown of the year on the ground, and it gets the Elks a little bit closer. Still a ways to go, though. That'll make it 31-18 with the convert to come as the Elks take advantage of the penalty and push it into the end zone. Loxley under center. He takes a snap, plows ahead. Kai Loxley's got a pair, and the Elks have another touchdown. You don't see Trevor Harris take off like that very often, but he did on that last play. Now he's in the pocket where he's more comfortable and throwing, and is that intercepted?
Yes.
What a great interception, and the Elks have the football back. The defense does it again with a steal. From the 11-yard line, Cornelius throws to the end zone. Interrupt, Edmonton. Touchdown, Elks. Kenny Lawler has it in the end zone, and the Elks have tied this game at 31 with a convert attempt coming. And now his shoe's undone. Leitre's in the huddle, and he just undid his shoe. It wasn't on right. Now he's going up to the line of scrimmage, and he's got a shoelace loose.
Well,
it's dangling. Taylor Cornelius takes the football, drops to a knee. That brings it to 16 seconds left. You can do this in bare feet now.
Can you believe this? This is amazing. What a comeback by these Edmonton Elks.
And that's it. Taylor Cornelius, in his first start of the year, gets the Elks the win. Down by 19, they come back to win it 32-31 over the Montreal Alouettes.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his 6-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his 2-year-old at the rink. All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone, like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.